listening to Speaking with One Voice with Rodney Payne. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, topics you'd like discussed on the show, or if you'd like to be a guest on the show, please email us at rpayne@onevoiceinc.org. That's rpayne@onevoiceinc.org. You can also search for us on Acast, Google Play, SoundCloud, and iTunes. Just look for Speaking with One Voice. Now, here's your host, Rodney
Hello,
Payne.
Hello, and welcome to Speaking with One Voice. I am your host, the coach, Rodney Payne. It's so excited to be with you again this week on Speaking with One Voice, where we are here to serve you each and every week. We want to serve you and your leadership team with the greatest leadership content to help you grow your business, grow your brand, and yes, even grow your leadership lid. Thank you so much for hanging out with us each week. We appreciate you listening to us. We like the likes, the comments, the emails. We like your rating, and certainly we want you to subscribe as we continue to bring you great content each and every week. If you'd like to know how we can serve you as a brand, One Voice Leadership, you can find me at Rodney R. Payne on all social media, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, and our YouTube channel, where we are adding content on a regular basis and looking forward to some great things happening here in the second quarter of 2024. Today, I want to talk to you about a topic that I think is so critical, but oftentimes overlooked at the leadership level. And today, I want to dig into this. So I want you to get your notepads ready and you'll take a couple of tips that are going to help you to get to the next level of leadership. Today, I want to talk about every decision matters. Now, when we think about decisions, our lives are full of decisions. I will say that leaders have a larger number of decisions that they face every day, and oftentimes not only the number of decisions, but the gravity of the decisions is awful heavy. So when we look at this, I want you to know that as a leader, you don't get to take a decision off. You have to make every decision count. Every decision matters. What I know is that decision-making ability, it separates leaders. It separates good leaders from great leaders, or capable leaders from good leaders, etc. So you want to understand that your decision-making ability is going to separate you from other leaders. In doing the research that we've done and the time we've spent in training and coaching at the executive level, what I've found is every great leader that I've encountered is a great decision maker. Many times this greatness is attributed to instinct or a gut feel or intuition. And that may be true in some cases, but what I've found is that great decision makers really go through a process that helps them to be consistent in their decision making. And what I have found is that no decision is insignificant. No decision is insignificant because each decision builds upon or is additive to your decision making process. So even though it may not be of the highest priority, every decision you make is going to give you some input and some data to help you in the future decisions that you will make as a leader. So what I want to talk about in this Every Decision Matters topic today is how does a leader value every decision without being overwhelmed? Just think, with the number of decisions that you are faced with each and every day, starting from the outfit to wear to your meeting you have today, to what you will have for breakfast. Will you get up and do your personal workout? This is all before you leave the house. How will you get back in time to meet your dinner engagement tonight, etc.? These are things that happen before you ever start your day. So if we even just narrow this down to our decision making that takes place within our business day and our business life, you can see that it can easily get out of hand quickly, and a leader can become overwhelmed. I know there have been times when I've had a decision to make and I just don't have the bandwidth to dig in and to think that deeply about what I am facing as far as a decision goes. So I want to give you four steps today, four steps that are going to help separate you as a leader in your decision-making life and make it easier for you. I want you to have a way to process these decisions. Step one is that you must take every decision seriously. Now, I know that that sounds unreasonable, but every decision matters. Therefore, you have to take every decision seriously. You have to understand that what you do with this moment, with this time, will impact you now. It could impact you in the future. It could have a residual impact. It could have a financial impact. It could have a people impact. It could have a capital impact. There are so many things that can be impacted by every single decision. So I want you to understand that there, every one of your decisions, it's going to matter. So take it seriously. And really, what I want us to understand here is that if we're going to take seriously every decision, the significance of the decision is found in the details. There are things that you do automatically or intuitively, or because this is what you would naturally do, that you've not developed or codified into a process, but you naturally do them. So if you're going to take every decision seriously, you have to be serious enough to take a look at the details in the process. This is going to, again, differentiate you from other leaders. You're not going to waste processes. You're not going to waste time. And as we go through the other three steps, you're going to learn some things. I'll share with you some things that are going to help you to leverage this data, but you have to get the details. You have to know what was going on when I made the decision. How do external factors impact me? What about when I viewed the decision as not very important, then what happened? Or if I took it too seriously, I took it serious, but too serious, what happened there? Did I delay the decision? How many unmade decisions do I have in my queue right now because I didn't take them seriously? Or how many did I just say, go, you figure it out? How many did I delegate? Should I have delegated those decisions? Is that the right thing to do? Do you see where this is going? You have to take every decision seriously, but I will, spoiler alert, every decision will not be yours as a leader to make. You can do something about the number of decisions that you have to make, and then you can better equip yourself to be in a position to make better decisions. So when we look at this, step one is to take every decision seriously. What that means is that you now understand that every decision matters and every decision has a residual impact. So you want to take every decision seriously. But then let's get to the meat of this thing. Step two is where you're going to anchor down and you're going to really get focused in, and because you've decided, yes, you're right, coach, every decision does matter. But how do I deal with that? Step two is you build a decision-making system. Let me say that again. Build a decision-making system. When you build a system, it's going to change how things are going. Many decisions that you are faced with every single day can be either automated or delegated, but you have to have a system to determine which category a decision qualifies for. Automated decisions are fairly simple. You put in a system in place with variables and markers that you measure, if then equations, and say this or that, this means this, and this decision is automatically made without thought. The other one is delegation. Delegation is that you've got someone who is authorized, someone who is equipped, and someone who is responsible for making decisions that ultimately will go against your record that you're going to have to pay for. That's why you want them prepared. That's why you want them equipped. And that's why you want them authorized. They have to have the authority to make the decision. And then the last part of that is going to be accountability. So now that we understand that we're trying to either automate, delegate, or the third option is obviously we're going to make the decision, how do we actually build this system to help us in this decision-making process? Well, the first thing you're going to have to do is every leader must establish guiding principles. Let's talk about this for a moment. You see, you have to understand what your true north is. You have to decide what determines a good decision for you. What determines a no-fly zone for you? What factors or key variables or markers are present that say, this is something I can do, this is something I cannot do? And I want you to know those are guiding principles. So again, listen, I am a person of faith. So for me, my faith establishes my guiding principles. My faith establishes my true north. My faith establishes my right or wrong. Now, you have to have your guiding principles, and yours may not match mine. That's not the significant thing. What's significant here is that you're going to have guiding principles, and you're going to force yourself. You're going to make sure that you commit to the guiding principles that you establish. So guiding principles are not a wish list of how things would be in my euphoria, but rather guiding principles truly are there to guide you through your life and through your decision-making process to help you navigate. So when you set a guiding principle, again, you get to choose your own guiding principles. You get to set your order and how you're going to do things. That is totally up to you. That's all you. You get to decide that. But once you decide it, my friend, the next thing I want you to do is make sure that you are willing to follow those principles. Now, when you know if it's against your guiding principles, the decision becomes an automatic no. That therefore, you don't really have a decision to make. If the decision fits within your guiding principles, but then it meets the criteria for delegation, now you can delegate that and look at that. Your no's are already made. Your delegations are already made. And now you're left with things that are really going to be identified as critical and that require your specific attention. And now as you consider those, you've decided that it fits within your guiding principles. Now you can begin to use other factors to determine whether or not you make this decision. Every decision matters, and you've got to take every decision seriously, and you have to build a decision-making system that is founded on your guiding principles. I have a lot more information I could share there, but I want you to just make sure that you are looking into this. You can find more information about guiding principles and using this decision-making system that I'm referencing in my book, Critical Decisions Made Easy, available on Amazon, or you can visit us at RodneyRPayne.com and get your copy today. Not only do you need guiding principles to build this decision-making system, I want to give you one more thought here. You also have to determine your risk tolerance. Everyone does not have the same risk tolerance. And what we know is low risk, low reward, high risk, high reward, or low risk, low loss, and high risk, high loss. So you have to truly get to a place where you identify what your risk comfort levels are, much like when you decide to go to the market and invest. There are various variables and categories that you determine when you look at having a financial portfolio. They're going to look at some key factors, and your risk tolerance is going to be one. Now, your risk tolerance, when you're younger and you have more time on your side, you can take more risk. The closer you get to retirement, the less risk you want to take, because now you're going to need your portfolio to provide for you. Decision-making is similar. You have to decide, okay, based on the age of my brand, my company, the experience of my team, how big of a loss can we afford to take? How big of a loss can we afford to take? Based on that, that may mean we become more conservative in some decision-making situations, but then others, we may have more tolerance, more risk we can take and go further with that. So when we look at that, once we develop our risk tolerance, look at this. I've only given you two steps. There are so many more, but if you just understand, in building your decision-making systems, if you know what your true north is, you know what your guiding principles are, and you can categorize a decision almost instantly, it's against my guiding principles, that's a no. It meets my guiding principles. Okay, now we're going to consider it. Now we're going to look at a few more criteria and see, does it meet the criteria for delegation? If it meets the criteria for delegation, then I pass it on to the one that I've prepared, I've given responsibility to, I've given authority to, and I'm going to hold accountable. And now I'm left with just a few decisions that I have to make. And now I know our risk tolerance. Do you see how we're narrowing this in and we're building a system that helps us to understand if we feel good or don't feel good. Because if you don't believe in a decision, you'll always second guess it. And if you always second guess it, you're going to miss more than you make. And when you miss more than you make, you'll stop making decisions. And now you'll have a backlog of decisions that you have to make. And your business is sitting still. You have assets that are not earning. You have teams that are unproductive. All because you were not willing to build a system for making your decisions. So step one in this process of trying to get to where we understand every decision matters is take every decision seriously. Two is build a decision-making system, okay? And then the third step is you have to follow your system. I know it seems redundant, but how many plans do we have that we've got great PowerPoint decks and we've got all the prospectus and we've got everything ready to go and it's in a drawer and it's never been used. We've never rolled it out to the team. The timing wasn't right. For one reason or another, we just didn't feel good about it. So we did all this work to have a planning session, a strategic planning session. And as a footnote, I do strategic planning sessions for companies all the time. And we go and we have these great days of sessions. And then they go back to doing what they were doing before. The purpose of the session, the purpose of the process, the purpose of building your decision-making system is to use it to make decisions. That's right. So what you have to understand, you have to follow your system. Why? Because an ignored system is no system at all. If you just put it on paper and you've never done it, then it doesn't count. If you're not going to do it, then it's not really anything. I mean, I had an idea to write a book. It took me 7 years to get that idea into a book, not because I was working diligently and couldn't get it done, but because it stayed as an idea and I never put it into practice. I never set up a system. I set up a system for writing, but then I didn't follow it. So what happened is what could have been done in 90 days ended up taking 7 years. So you have to activate your system. See, decision making systems are not universal. You have to remember that. So you can't go get someone else's decision-making system and apply it to you and it's going to work like that. Nope. Why? Because you may have a different set of guiding principles than the other person has. You may have a different tolerance for risk than the other person has. So you may not be good at marking 17 boxes where someone else may need 70 boxes. So what you have to do is you have to build your own system. Know that systems are not universal, but then use the system that you've designed. Why? Because this system will work for you. It'll work for you. Why? Because it's your system. And your system considers your wiring. Your system considers your guiding principles. Your system considers your tolerance for risk. Your system considers the specifics of your team, your objectives, your goals. Your system, it takes into account who you are as a leader. And ultimately, your system works for you. Listen, you're listening to Speaking with One Voice. I am your host, Coach Rodney Payne. Today, we're talking about every decision matters. I've given you 3 steps so far, and we have one yet to go. Number one, take every decision seriously. Step two, build a decision-making system. And step three is follow your system. Now, step four is kind of where we get to the next level. This is the tying it all together, bringing it all together. This is the development of your system. This is the deployment of your system. And how do we do this? Well, what we do in step four is we leverage every decision. Remember, I told you at the onset of today's episode, no decision is insignificant because each decision builds upon or is additive to your decision-making process. So now, as a decision maker, you have to leverage every decision. What does that mean? In its simplest form, I'm saying you want to use every decision you make to help you make your next decision. That's right. Every decision you make, I want you to use that decision to help you make the next decision. And the only way you can do that is you have to learn from every decision. What went right in this process? What went wrong? Where did I hit? Where did I miss? Why did this work? But why did this not work for us? Why did it seem to work well in this environment or setting, but not so well here? So every decision becomes a part of your decision-making database. And that helps you to formulate the next decision. So what you have to understand is if I'm leveraging the data, I'm learning my tendencies. I'm learning where I feel good. I'm learning what works and what doesn't work. I've learned what I can delegate and perhaps what I can't delegate. I've learned what makes me feel good about a decision or how much uncomfortability is going to be okay for me. Where is my risk tendency? Where am I going to be there? And when I use this, now when I'm facing a decision, there's no more anxiety about decision. I just take the decision, I stick it in the system, and then I begin. So half of the work is pre-done for me. Why? Because I took the time to build a decision-making system. And every decision I make, I learn from so that I can then make better decisions. So what I want you to do is make sure that you leverage every decision. And let me give you one final thing in this leveraging every decision. You have to be willing to modify your system based on your results. If you have a system that you have branded as this is my system and you keep making poor decisions, you have to be willing to modify your system. If you're using the system and things change, market changes, a pandemic happens, you change phases of company, you have a key employee leave, a lot of things change along the way. So when those things change, you have to be willing to modify your system, not based on your gut, but based on your results. So you never throw the baby out with the bathwater. Modification is not an overhaul. In some cases, there may be an overhaul, but if you take time and you leverage every decision, you're going to be able to make tweaks along the way and not have to overhaul it. And you, my friend, will be a great decision maker. Why is that significant? Because great leaders are great decision makers, and I believe you are a great decision maker and a great leader. Thank you so much for joining us this week for Speaking with One Voice. I am your host, the coach, Rodney Payne. Listen, please follow us on all of our social media platforms at Rodney R. Payne. DM us. We'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to work with your company on strategic planning sessions. I've got a special going right now. Just hit RodneyRPayne.com. Contact us there. Say strategic planning session, and someone from our team will get with you, and we'll talk about how we can help you. In the meantime, I want you to make sure that you make every decision count because every decision matters. You're a great decision maker. You're a great leader. Thank you for taking time to be with us this week on Speaking with One Voice. I am your host, the coach. Until next time, let's keep growing together.
You've been listening to Speaking with One Voice. Please remember to follow Rodney Payne on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Rodney R. Payne. We'd love to hear from you and get your feedback, so please feel free to leave us comments. And if you would, rate and subscribe to the podcast, we'd appreciate that as well. Don't forget to set up for notifications so you can get the latest updates and social media posts and get new podcasts when they're released. As always, use the hashtag SpeakingWithOneVoice or simply SWOV on any of your social media posts. On behalf of Rodney Payne, thanks again for listening to Speaking with One Voice.